Gog and Magog in the Bible. Gog and Magog, but in Arabic, Ya'juj and Ma'juj. Who are they? Ya'juj and Ma'juj are the symbol of moral and spiritual corruption. Because Quran says in chapter 18, Surah Al-Kahf, Mufsiduna fil ard. Mufsid, someone who commits mischief and damage and kharab in the land. Someone who came with the intention of damaging this life, damaging the life of the people. Nothing but damage, nothing but bombing, nothing but displacing people from their homes, nothing but enjoying bloodshed. When he sees children are dying of starvation or sickness or wounds, he enjoys. He can sleep the night. He says, now I'm happy because I murdered 100, 200 people today. I'm happy. This is victory. This is called mufsid. Mufsidun fil ard. He did not come here to bring happiness, to bring relief. His intention is to damage people's life. So those are Gog and Magog, Ya'juj and Ma'juj, are the symbol of corruption, spiritual corruption, moral corruption, physical corruption in the land. And some commentators believe that they are the generation, the children of one of the sons of Nuh. Nuh had three sons. Ham, these are the Arabic names. Of course, it has Hebrew names too. But in Arabic, they are translated into Ham, Sam, and Yafeth. Ham, Sam, and Yafeth. The entire humanity today, all the people that you see, from China all the way to India, to Africa, to Greenland, to Iceland, Europeans, Americans, South Americans, Asians, they descend from those three kids, those three brothers, Sam, Ham, and Yafeth. So Gog and Magog are the descendants of the third one, Yafeth. It's written Japheth, but the way you pronounce it is Yafeth, which is the son of Nuh. So, and also in the Hebrew Bible, Hebrew scripture, in the book of Revelation, it says, there is a verse that says, at the end of the time, Gog and Magog are going to fight alongside Satan. These are two nations, symbol of two nations, who are going to fight alongside Satan with the truth and justice. Because Satan, Shaitan, has an army, soldiers. He has soldiers, he has an army, he has equipment. وَاسْتَفْزِزْ مَنْ اسْتَطَعْتَ مِنْهُمْ. This is in our book, in the Quran. وَاسْتَفْزِزْ مَنْ اسْتَطَعْتَ مِنْهُمْ بِجُنْدِكْ وَأَجْلِبْ عَلَيْهِمْ بِخَيْلِكَ وَرَجِلِكْ وَشَارِكْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَوْلَادِ وَعِدْهُمْ وَمَا يَعِدُهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ إِلَّا غُرُورًا. So Shaitan has soldiers, foot soldiers. Some of them are on foot, some of them are riding, some of them are in the airplane, on a tank. He has soldiers. So those are two nations who are going to be with him. Those are his soldiers who are fighting the people of the truth and justice. So this is in the book of Revelation, remember. This is a Hebrew scripture. So what is the story of those Gog and Magog, who used to devour human, devour food and resources and commit mischief, and they committed so much mischief and suffering in the land. They slaughtered so many people. They used to live, a people of a village, of a town, they used to live peacefully until Ya'juj and Ma'juj arrived and invaded their territory. They invaded their territory from time to time. They have raids. They raid on them. They slaughter them. They take their food. They kill their women, their children, their men. So this town, they suffered for a long time. The story is mentioned in chapter 18, Surah Al-Kahf. So at the end of the time, this moral barrier is going to collapse, unfortunately. And this is what we are seeing today. And these armies, which is named in the Quran, Ya'juj and Ma'juj, the army of corruption and fasad and moral corruption and mischief, are going to be unleashed. And this is what we see today. Today, in every movie that comes out of Hollywood, they would not release that movie from Hollywood until you have a picture, a scene, a clip, a male kissing another male, a female kissing another, touching another female. You cannot escape that. They would not endorse it. Even in Disney programs, sometimes it's designed for the kids, young kids. They teach them. They teach them these things. So this is the collapse of this moral barrier. When it collapses, and these the agents of facade are unleashed, Allah said, "This is a sign of what? The sign of the end of the time, آخر الزمان, that the time is getting close to the end, to يوم القيامة." To the Armageddon. إذا زلزلت الأرض زلزالها القارعة ما القارعة وما أدراك ما. This is a sign. This is one of the signs that there is nothing called shame, عيب. No, don't do this. Everything is plausible. Everything is possible. Everything is permissible. Nothing called this is a red line. There is no red line. Today we see in Gaza, in Lebanon, there is no red line. They bomb a hospital. In the past, the hospital used to be a red line. A school, a red line. Nobody bomb a school or a shelter or residential complex or a hospital or an orphanage or a bakery or a marketplace. These were red lines. Israel came since October 7th and they broke all these red lines.